Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature lesser-known female Motown artists, and we'll hear from three more at the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, we'll hear from Brenda Holloway, Lionel Richie, The Spinners, The Andantes, The Four Tops, The Supremes, Mary Jane Girls, and Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Well, first up this half hour, a great song that reached number 23 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1967, Just Look What You've Done. Well, Brenda Holloway was born June 21st, 1946. Her best-known hits on Motown were songs called Every Little Bit Hurts, When I'm Gone, and You Made Me So Very Happy, which she co-wrote, and it was later much more widely popularized when it became a top 10 hit for Blood, Sweat, and Tears. She left Motown after 4 years at the age of 22 and largely retired from the music industry until the 1990s, after her recordings became more popular in the UK. Well, after signing with Motown, Brenda was given the option to either move to Detroit to record at Motown's Hit-Filled Studios or stay in Los Angeles, where Motown began hiring West Coast staffers. Well, Brenda, since she was from California, chose to stay in Los Angeles for the time being, and her early Motown records were produced there by Hal Davis and Mark Gordon. Here is Brenda Holloway, Just Look What You've Done, right here on Motown.
Trying not to fall.
Is the Detroit Spinners. That was We'll Have It Made. They reached number 20 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1970. and it was the last Motown song that they released before they went to the Atlanta record label. That song was written and produced by Stevie Wonder. Before that, Lionel Richie with Love Will Conquer, reaching number 2 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1986. And we started with Brenda Holloway's Just Look What You've Done, number 21 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Allen. We continue to feature some lesser-known Motown artists for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, a great artist that you probably never heard of. The female group coming up is called the Adantes. Well, if Motown's house band called the Funk Brothers were the biggest secret in pop music history to all but Detroit insiders back in the 1960s, Motown's trio of irreplaceable background singers named the Adantes were their vocal counterparts. Though they occasionally had label credit, like this song coming up, they were hardly ever publicized. But they did get their chance with the song coming up as mentioned called Like a Nightmare. Well, their gospel and rich backing vocals are in countless songs during the 1960s. Yet, on this single, they were given the chance, but it didn't chart. Here are the Adantes, right here on Motown.
On Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
It's truly divine. Come on back, come in, this awesome.
song? Talking about Tom at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Baby.
With a number one smash in both the U.S. pop charts and the United States rhythm and blues charts, Where'd Our Love Go, number one from 1964. Before that, the Four Tops with Since You've Been Gone didn't chart, but a great song. And we started with the Andantes from 1964, Like a Nightmare. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, so far, we've featured five lesser-known female Motown artists. Well, to run up the hour, the sixth artist coming up, a one-hit wonder by a group called Mary Jane Girls. Well, Mary Jane Girls, they were protégés of singer Rick James, who we heard from earlier. Well, the group consisted of JoJo McDuffie, Shane Bailey, Candy Gant, Maxie Wultick, and Corvette Marine, and two sisters, the Water Sisters, Maxine and Julia. Well, initially, the Motown record label offered Rick James a contract for what they believed was a girl group that he wanted to produce. But Rick James only had JoJo McDuffie at that time because she was singing background vocals on tours and recordings. Well, James lied, and he told Motown that the Mary Jane Girls were a group and not JoJo's solo project, and he had them scramble to get the other members to form the group. Well, the origin of the group's name is believed to be James' affinity for marijuana, which he sometimes called Mary Jane. Well, here are the Mary Jane Girls right here on Motown.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.